Hello and welcome to our pilot episode of our new podcast, which doesn't have a name yet, but it stars myself and Mrs. Cheapy, where Mrs. Cheapy takes message board threads from what message board is this?
It's a Japanese one. It's called Komachi.
Komachi. And apparently there's a lot of weird people on this message board, and they post these questions that are pretty bizarre, and people offer advice. So I thought we would share some of those, and we can offer advice to that person also. Maybe you could even post it. Maybe not.
But post what?
Our advice.
I don't know. It's too much work.
Okay, let's listen to the... you have a good one for us?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Okay, so let's see. For example, number two right now, popular, is that... I'm 32. My fiancé is also 32. Mm-hmm. And we've been together for 5 years, and I'm getting married next year. Mm. But I just happen to be looking for a trip, trying to book a trip. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that my boyfriend or fiancé booked a trip.
Oh.
A month from now,
oh,
at an onsen with an outdoor bath. It's like 30 minutes from Shinkansen. Right.
Onsen is a hot spring.
Yeah.
Resort.
It is a room with an onsen.
Oh, nice.
And I just happened to remember that he told me that he was going to be on a business trip.
Oh.
Okay. So a month from now, he's going to this secret trip.
Wait, how did she just happen to come across the
Because
fence?
She logged on to this business trip, you know, like some
trip travel site.
Yeah, travel site.
Like Expedia and or something.
Then, yeah, there's a reservation history.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So
secret trip to an onsen resort.
So what should I do?
What should she
do? Right. What should I do? That's a question.
Okay. She should ask him about the trip.
Or the people also saying that you should reserve a hotel room, a room.
Yeah.
Like,
at the same resort? Same night.
Yeah, at the same ryokan.
Why have that?
And then just happen to, because he's going to be trying to talk it away. Like if you confront without any evidence.
No, you know what she should do?
What?
She should book, at the same place, you mean?
Yeah.
She said, oh, we should go to this resort.
Right.
That's
but no. He said already to her that he's going to be on a business trip.
Right.
So he's not going to be available.
I see.
Anyway, most people are advising, but also saying that, since you're going to be away, like I decided to go to take my mom to an onsen. And I think this hotel is very great, you know?
Oh,
I
want to
go
right,
with
right.
my mom,
right,
you know? Or something like that.
Right. And see what he does. But why even go through all that drama? Why not just say...
Yeah, just leave him. Because you're just engaged. So who cares?
Oh, they just got engaged. Wait, boy, but what? Just engaged,
they
so who
engaged.
Cares? No, just
but
go
he's
to...
he's going to go with somebody else.
Right, but just tell him, look, I was going to try to book a trip for us, and I saw that you had booked this... trip, what's up with that? Why even go through all the drama of having
to... But she's afraid that he's so good at like getting away, so that he's going to talk himself out of it.
And they're newlyweds?
What?
You said they just got married?
No, it's just like they're engaged.
Oh, they're not even married yet.
Right.
Oh, so she's ready for a really good...
So people telling him that, you know, she should leave him and
right.
stuff like that.
Right, of course.
But then the people saying that maybe it was a surprise trip planned
by
him.
Surprise trip. No, but she already... Right, she could, or if he's really good at talking his way out of it, he's going to say it was a surprise trip for her.
Right, but I don't know about that. So, okay.
And there's no way that she can prove that it's not a surprise trip.
Right.
That's tricky.
That's very tricky. Okay, different question, okay? Okay,
a new one?
Another engaged couple, okay?
Yep.
We decided to buy the marriage ring, the, you know,
wedding ring.
Wedding ring. Okay, and then we had a separate idea, like we didn't agree on what to go on the behind the ring on the message, okay?
Right.
So my message and his, like he wanted the kind of message is completely different, so we couldn't agree on a simple message, and then so we decided, okay, just think of another message that we wanted behind the ring, okay? And, you know, just don't decide this time. And then after having a couple discussion like that, like we finally came to agree on one message, okay? And then we put on the application form for the ring, that message that we agreed on.
Yeah.
And then had my, you know, fiancé to bring it to the jewelry shop, okay?
Oh, no.
And then 1 month after that, we got the completed ring. Yeah. And I was so surprised that it was completely different message which he suggested originally. Which
right. It was his message, right? His message.
So I said, what happened?
Right.
And he said,
I'm an asshole.
No, he said, well, I thought about it and I thought that my idea was better. Right? So I said, I can't disagree. I can't agree with that. And, you know, I mean, like,
floored.
You know? And then he said that, well, after, like, you know, of course, like, you know, you're going to have to accept this. And if you accept it, it got to be good. Right? So it's like completely, that makes no sense.
Right.
But I'm now
if it fits, you must acquit.
If my marriage is a wrong decision,
right,
you know.
Right. Yes,
like,
yes.
I mean, come on. Yes, it's like, yes. You know, like what if I disagree about my kid's name, like right. In the future, like all of a sudden, like my kid's is named already, you know, it's
right,
all registered.
Right, right. No, guy's right? Crazy.
And we actually paid 50% each for the ring.
Oh, wow, okay? Really? Wow.
And it's not necessary. The new message that we agreed was my idea. Like, we agreed to do it together. And
right,
it was
right,
you know,
right.
Half his idea and my idea.
That's a common thing for Japanese people to pay for the rings together? Or?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh.
And I never really, like, you know, thought, like, had any doubts about his personality in the past. But I can't just let this one go. Like, I'm quite turned off of it.
Yeah, that's
it. So, is it something that I should just let it go or what?
No.
No?
She's basically saying she can't, she right. Cannot live with that.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her. That's a pretty shitty thing to do. I mean, come on. What would you do if I did that?
Right.
What would you do?
I don't know. It's just, it's very weird.
Would you think if it was weird if I wanted to put something on our ring? Just even anything
just
on
like,
our ring?
I don't want anything on the ring.
Right,
so.
That's what I mean. That's what, if I said to you that I wanted something on the ring, you would think that was weird.
Like, who cares, you know? It's just a ring.
Right.
Like, I don't need some particular words on that, you know what I mean?
She never wrote what the words were on the ring?
What?
She didn't write what the
no,
phrase was?
No, it's all secret.
One ring to rule them all? Is that what it was? May the force
know.
Be with
like,
you?
Like, I think it's kind of lame to have any words to begin with.
Well, of course. It's, well.
It's just, I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know.
The answer is she's gotta get rid of that dude.
Yeah.
And hopefully she doesn't hook up with the guy from the other question. Apparently all Japanese dudes are horrible.
No.
Is that the moral of the story here?
No.
They're not?
Absolutely not.
It's not. Oh, okay.
There are a lot of people, yeah, weird questions.
Okay. It's not all about
right.
They don't involve horrible
well,
Japanese men.
The thing is, if I choose by how many times people saw that question, it's like tend to be weirdest because people want to check out the story. It's
right.
Like sounds so weird.
Of course. All right. Is that it for our pilot episode?
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to our Komachi session.
Bye.
Bye.